You're tuned to WQCS 88.9 FM. I'm Kenrick Thomas. You might have read about the Indian River County girls lacrosse team winning their ninth straight state title, or the Morningside Academy tennis team winning its first state championship just a month ago. But there's another set of students who are on their way to making history.
Rope!
Three quarters! Half!
That's the St. Edward School rowing team, and they're getting prepared to compete in the Scottsbury Cup in Philadelphia. And depending on the results, they'll go on to the Nationals in Princeton. They're the smallest high school rowing team in the country, but they want to be recognized as the strongest, as they've made every effort to do so, going as far as to miss two teenage rites of passage, the senior prom and graduation.
Like, these are my people, and if I'm going to spend my last part of high school with them, I choose to be with these people, so.
That's Kirsten Grello, who often wears her hair in a ponytail so she can see when she's rowing. This is her senior year, and she'll be going on to the University of Central Florida, but she wants to go out with a bang.
We've definitely worked really hard for it. I mean, it's always been a goal to do as well as we can.
This is the last time you will ever be on this water. For those of you who are seniors, this is your farewell to the lagoon.
Meet head coach Aaron Lee, who's about 6 feet tall. He wears an Under Armour sun visor, and he loves interacting with his crew team, as one of the parents is flying a drone to keep up with the boat as the crew rows out in a deep lagoon. After winning a gold medal in the 2014 Stanton River Invitational in Jacksonville, makes head coach Lee feel that the sky is the limit.
I have not seen a set of teenagers that are this dedicated in pretty much any context.
He wants this to be a memorable experience.
Kind of get something out of that experience that they'll hang on to for the rest of their lives.
Three quarters. Half. Nice and quick.
Right now, the rowing team is practicing their drills before they actually go out and compete. There's four team members that are rowing, and there's one at the head of the boat who is giving drills.
How deep do they go out?
How far do they go out?
Yeah.
We will go further. The course itself is about a metric mile, so 1,500 meters. So,
assistant coach Curtis Peel follows the team in a separate boat when they're rowing out in the lagoon away from the dock.
It's one of those where it's just, you know, it's the worst of all possible things because it's middle distance, which means it's just long enough that you can't sprint the whole way, but too darn far to just set at one pace and go the whole time.
Sean Berry is in his third year of rowing and his second year as team captain, and he'll be rowing for Georgetown next year. Before rowing, Berry played football and lacrosse, but he suffered significant concussions that stopped him from playing.
You know, I felt really discouraged at first. I didn't know what to do, really hoping to play in college, and my life changed drastically.
But everything happens for a reason, he says.
You know, rowing has been a great sport for me. It's taught me about hard work, it's taught me about character.
Now that the St. Edward's rowing team has finished their last practice of the season, they feel they're well prepared to compete at the Scottsbury Cup in Philadelphia and possibly the Nationals in Princeton. For an archive of this story, visit our website at WQCS.org. For 88.9 FM, I'm Kenrick Thomas.